pillar of democracy is in danger. Anything that hinders the freedom of press. May 3rd is celebrated as the Global Press Freedom Day all over the world. This day is celebrated jointly by the General Assembly and UNESCO from 1998 on the basis of the Article 19 of the Declaration of the International Human Rights passed by the General Council of the UN in 1948 for the freedom of the press. What is meant by Press Day is being part of the flow of information. Journalism does not only mean those working in the print media, but electronic media like television, radio, including FM radio, computers, internet, blog, social media as well. To put it rightly, each citizen journalist is also a member of the global group of journalists in the wider perspective. This year's World Press Freedom Day theme, Information as a Public Good, serves as a call to affirm the importance of cherishing information as a public good and exploring what can be done in the production, distribution and reception of content to strengthen journalism and to advance transparency and empowerment while leaving no one behind. The theme is of urgent relevance to all countries across the world. It recognizes the changing communication systems that is impacting on our health, our human rights, democracies and sustainable development. Being so, anything that hinders the freedom of sharing of information is a threat to human rights too. Reporters Without Borders, an organization of the journalists based in Paris, France, is waiting like a hounding dog for any violation of freedom of press. They published the report of the freedom of the press annually from 2002 after studying the real situation of the press. India has not gone down the index of the freedom of the press this year too. She has maintained her position at 142 out of 180 countries. We are celebrating the International Day of Freedom of Press on in the background of the revelation of things, which is really pathetic. India comes in the list of those countries in which journalists are under dangerous situations, as published in the report of 2021 of Reporters Without Borders. The only consolation is that there are neighboring countries like China, 177th position, Pakistan, 145th position, Bangladesh, 152nd position, and Myanmar, 140th position, along with India. Norway, Finland and Denmark, as usual, have maintained their position in first, second and third ranks. Eritrea falls in the last position, while North Korea in 179th position and Turkmenistan in 178th position come above it. The index says that full freedom of press exists only in 7% of the countries, while there is either full or partial control in 73% of countries. Germany comes in 16th and the UK falls in the 40th positions. The US has only an average rate as it is in the 43rd position. Press is the fourth pillar of democracy. Social media are also seen as the fifth pillar as they, Facebook, WhatsApp and Twitter, etc., dominate in the present time. Hence, there is no doubt that the challenge faced by the bloggers can hinder the democratic process. Those who work for human rights see the ban in Turkey on Wikipedia, which is a common encyclopedia, as an act of terror by the ruling party. Media persons in Jammu Kashmir are boycotting this year's International Day of Freedom of Press against control over social media and mobile phones. Mr. Donald Trump himself had boycotted the dinner hosted by him for the media persons on the 100th day of him becoming the President of the United States. Trump had the impression that media persons in general were cruel and spreading lies. It is for the first time that a president boycotts the dinner hosted for the media person since 1981. Ronald Reagan could not attend the meal as he was under arrest after an attempt of his life. Mr. Biden, however, is behaving politely with the media persons. Majority of the countries do not respect freedom of the press. Almost 1,000 media persons were murdered in between 2006 and 2020. Bloggers get killed regularly in our neighboring countries of Bangladesh and Maldives. Extremists in Afghanistan and Pakistan are against the freelance media persons. Thus, The South Asian countries come at the bottom most part in the Index of Freedom of Press 2020 among the 180 countries. In Afghanistan, another neighboring country, there is no means to know the real freedom of the press due to the anarchy existing there. Among those countries which are either partial or fully autocratic and which do not allow freedom for the press are North Korea, China, Syria, Cuba, Vietnam and Laos. China, a communist country, has only one news agency, Xinhua, only one newspaper, National People Daily, and only one television channel, CCTV. Only 42% of the world population can taste the freedom of press partially. 13%, which is the richest class, enjoys the freedom of press fully, and 45% of the total world population does not know what real freedom of press is. 19th paragraph of International Declaration of Human Rights speaks about freedom of expression. Article 19 of Indian Constitution 2 declares the freedom of opinion too, but the word freedom of press or press freedom is never seen anywhere in Indian Constitution, the largest constitution in the world. Therefore, those in power have always tried to implement laws which are detrimental to the freedom of the press. The best example for this is the censorship executed by the late Prime Minister, Mrs. Indira Gandhi, in 1975 under the pretext of emergency. The tendency of media misusing the greater freedom is on the rise as well. COVID-19 will bring about more changes than the wars. Post-COVID-19 world will be different. All the markets are on a different trend. Newspapers are going through a crisis unheard in hitherto. Print media is facing a major crisis globally. The history of modern printing press begins with the invention of printing machine by Gutenberg, a German. Soon after Gutenberg invented it, there started a newspaper named the Relations in Germany. The printed newspaper started by second Johann Carlos paved the way for a new beginning in information and communication field. There was a newspaper prior to it. The first newspaper mentioned in history is Act Aduna of the era of Julius Caesar. It was, however, only a handwritten newspaper. Handwritten papers ceased to exist with the advent of printed newspaper, just like how telegram vanished when internet and email came in, or like how pager disappeared when smartphone was invented. Indian printed media, however, started only in 1870. We were proud to say that the most circulated English newspaper was the Times of India, which started during the golden era of James Hike in Kolkata's gazetted printing business. It is, however, Japan, where the most number of English newspapers are sold out, the circulation of Yomi Yureshibo of Japan is almost 1.5 crores. Malayala Manorama used to be proud of being the number one newspaper in India in circulation, but the most circulated newspaper in India is Dainik Basar, a Hindi newspaper. The second two is a Hindi newspaper called Dainik Jagran. Not only the number one and number two newspapers in Malayalam, but everything else too is at the brink of extinction. The oldest newspaper in India, Mumbai Samachar, started in 1822 and is still in publication now, and Deepika started in 1887 and still being published, are at the last breath. Advertisements are the backbone of newspapers. 80% of the income comes from advertisements. Newspapers will be under threat in every sphere if advertisements are less. It is so hard for the printed media to overcome this crisis. Printed media is already out of sight. It seems that news items that appear in newspapers today are very old. They may survive for a few more years just like a deadline. What matters here is the survival of the fittest. November 16th is remembered as the National Day of Newspapers. It is organized by the Press Council of India. Russia and its leader, Mr. Putin, have put forward a new style of printing media due to their constant propaganda. The post-truth world order, the extreme nationalism initiated by Mr. Trump and his followers, still continue to exist. Freedom of the press continues to be under threat in 27 countries. Rise in censorship, hate speech, digital surveillance and breach of privacy and disinformation and misinformation online is order now. The situation in 51 countries is not so good. For citizens in a democratic setup, a free flow of credible information is the only true source power. It tells us exactly what the state machinery is up to, its actions, its omissions, and most importantly, its transgressions. Information must not be tainted or politically maneuvered. The fourth and the fifth pillars named by Edmund Burke are essential for a transparent democracy. Author, Dr. Santhosh Mathew, Assistant Professor, Center for South Asian Studies, Pondicherry Central University.